The clashes erupted between members of the Hausa tribe on one side and the Hamaj and Burti tribes on the other in Jebel Hamad and Village 7 in Wedanmahi locality on Friday, following the deaths of the two people from the Hamaj tribe. It is not clear what triggered the violence. The United Nations International Organization for Migration, or IOM, said in a statement released Sunday, its field team reported the clashes continue Saturday and Sunday in the villages of Hayal Janubi, Hayal Luta, and Ganiz in Gesan in a Roseris locality. The IOM says, in addition to the deaths and injuries, at least 16 shops were burned down. It says a large number of families were displaced to Aruseris and Adamazin towns and to Sinja in the neighboring Sinar state. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Adamazin Hospital, Ali Haju, the Secretary General for the Blue Nile Civil Society Forum, says 60 bodies were brought to the hospital, but the death toll is likely to increase.
We have not managed to verify the death toll or injuries up to this moment because the situation is still tense all over the localities, including the capital at Adamazin.
Haju says dozens of families, including women, children, and elderly, have been displaced and are living out in the open. He says some are sheltering in crowded schools and other public buildings, but are in need in urgent humanitarian intervention.
There is a huge influx and displacement of civilians from Aruseris due to continued fighting. There are unconfirmed reports of injuries among the civilians since yesterday. There are also reports of people who were killed and injured with machetes.
Sudanese military authorities in Khartoum have deployed troops to the area to strengthen the security situation and to de-escalate tensions. Speaking shortly after an emergency meeting of the Sudanese defense and security officials in Khartoum last night, military spokesperson Brigadier General Nabil Abdallah said officials condemn the violence in the Blue Nile and are calling for calm among all communities in the area.
The committee instructed the Attorney General to immediately form an investigative committee to look into the causes of the violence in Blue Nile. The authorities in the Blue Nile province should maintain the security and help in identifying the individuals behind the violence.
Repeated calls to the office of the SPLM North leader Malik Agar for comment on this story went unanswered. The Blue Nile province, which borders Ethiopia, is one of the strongholds of the SPLM North faction loyal to Malik Agar, who now serves as a member of the Sovereign Council in Khartoum in accordance with the October 2020 Juba Peace Agreement. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.